Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise you, the Lord. Yes, indeed, you're once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from Hopper Woods, Michigan. So I'm asking all listeners, as I always do, those of you that tuned in faithfully, you already know what I'm about to ask you to do. And then for the new listeners, because we have a lot of new listeners on tonight, God is blessing this worldwide ministry and platform, and we give him the glory for it, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So right now, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along as we get ready to go through God's word together, along with my special guest on tonight, none other than my younger sister, Danetta Burney, the author of the book titled, The Literalist Guard at the Gate, and also The Best of Joy. He is my special guest on tonight. So you're going to need your Bibles, your pens and paper, so that you can follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. As you all know, we always open up with prayer. Why? Because we serve an awesome God who is worthy to be praised. He said man should always pray and not think. So we're going to do the same thing on tonight. I'm asking all listeners if you would pray with me at this time. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because we know without a doubt that you are worthy to be praised. We thank you that you are the Most High God. There is none like you in all the earth. We bless your name, Heavenly Father, because you are a promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people for your glory in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my guest on tonight, my youngest sister, Danetta Burney, and her family, and all those that are saved believers in Jesus' name all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, because your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we are so grateful for our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, your Son, Jesus Christ, that we can first be saved through him, and then we can also be forgiven of all of our sins and transgression through him. And for this, we are grateful in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. I continue to lift up our Uncle Malachi in Greensboro, North Carolina. Continue to touch and heal and strengthen his body, his mind, and spirit as only you can in the name of Jesus. And not only him, but all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. You know who they are. You know where they are. So we ask that you will move by your spirit on tonight. Continue to touch their lives. Continue to touch their bodies. Continue to heal and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Continue to comfort and strengthen them in the name of Jesus, we pray. Let them know and remember that earth sure has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. And we also lift up all those that may be tuning on tonight who do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. They may be still spiritually blind. It's our prayer, our hope and desire that something will be said through your warm love, God, on tonight that will touch their hearts and their minds to the point that they will open their own mouth, confess their sins, and they will ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them. Even on tonight, it's our prayer in the name of Jesus that you will get the glory. So Heavenly Father, we ask that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in each one of us, that you will get the glory. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as for you all that tuned in faithfully, you know we always have a spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, every Christian's desire should be to say, yes, Lord, to your will and to your way. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Every Christian's desire should be to say, yes, Lord, to your will and to your way. In the form of announcements, I'm asking our listeners, please write these announcements down. Every first Thursday night, minister to Juan Eppinger, a minister of the gospel at the Morning Star Baptist Church, always come forth bringing God's word. And then also every third Saturday night, the Sunday school superintendent of the Morning Star Baptist Church, Deacon Edward Blakely, also from the Morning Star Baptist Church, he always comes forth delivering God's word over this worldwide platform where Pastor Isaiah Timmer Jr. is the pastor and shepherd. And so I'm asking all listeners, please all remember that this coming Thursday night on the 18th, our minister of music, Willie Hamilton, the husband of Sister Dean Dottie, who was my guest on this past Thursday, he will be delivering God's word on the 18th of this month. So you want to tune in and be blessed by him through God's word. I am so proud to announce to the listeners that one of my nieces, Kayla Brown, has obtained her realtor's license. She's a member of the Century 21 Realtors Association, and she now is able to help you if you are looking to purchase your first home or your dream home. Let Kayla Brown help make it happen or make it a reality for you. And she can be reached again. Her number, you want to write this down, her cell phone number. Again, her name is Kayla Brown. Her cell phone number is 313 area code 992-5562. Once again, that cell phone number is 313 area code 992-5562. Her office phone number is area code 734-464-6400. Once again, her office number is 734 area code 464-6400. And her email address is Kayla Brown. That's Kayla, Kayla Brown. c21@gmail.com. Once again, her email is kaylabrown.c21@gmail.com. So let her be a blessing to you. So again, we are getting ready to bring on my youngest sister. I am so proud of what God is doing in her life. She has been a blessing not only to me but to our entire family and to the body of Christ. My younger sister, so we're going to get ready to receive her. But I'm asking all listeners, please don't forget that you can always email me and your feedback and your comments. You can always email me at all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Once again, I welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. We are delighted to receive my younger sister, Janetta Burney. Sister Janetta Burney, welcome aboard, and thank you for coming forward and sharing what God has done and is doing in your life with me and also to the worldwide listeners on tonight. So if you don't mind, would you first start off with sharing with us our testimony, please?
Thank you, James, for having me. My oldest brother, James, thank you. My testimony, as you know, I had COVID-19 around this time last year. I had COVID and pneumonia in both lungs and was having a hard time breathing, which is scary all by itself. So I spent 5 days in the hospital on oxygen. Thank God I didn't have to get ventilated, but the Lord kept me because a lot of people went in and did not come out. So I just thank God that he did let me live. And I'm one of the long haulers who still have symptoms from COVID. And I thank him again that mine are actually minor compared to some other people who still have complications, you know, breathing. So I just bless him for that, for keeping me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He is a keeper and he is a healer. So by his stripes, you are healed. We're still claiming total healing for you, not only
Amen.
You, but for everyone that is suffering from this COVID-19 virus, because God is a promise keeper. So we're going to continue to give him the glory, the honor, and praise. And that's why I asked my guests to share their testimony, because God said he would share his glory with no one. And so he gets his glory when we share what he has done for us, that others can know that what he has done for us, he's the same God, and he has no respect for our persons. He would do the same thing for them, too, if they keep the faith. Before we go to our music break, I want to share with the listeners on tonight, before we go to our music break, then we're going to come back and ask Donata a few questions. Before we do that, I want to say, give a shout-out to my pastor and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings, in his 31st year pastoral anniversary. We are still in celebration of his 31 years as pastor of the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. And I want to give a shout out to him and also to my Greater Shield of Faith Church family. And then also to Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr., the pastor of the Morning Star Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, where I serve as a musician there. I want to give a shout out to him and all the members of the Greater of the Morning Star Baptist Church. So I'm going to pray for you all as a music break song, and I constantly play this song. A lot of people wonder, why do I play this song so much? It's a personal song, but for the Christians that are saved in Jesus' name, we are grateful that Jesus even prayed for us. For the, us that have mothers that are saved in Jesus' name, even though they may be going on to be with the Lord, we thank God for their prayers, so that he said the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So when we have much prayer, there's much power. So that's why I'm praying on tonight. Again, for the music break, pray for me. Enjoy.
Come on, KD.
This is an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Yes, sir. Pray, pray for me. When you bow know that song? Do you know that song? If you ain't too cute to say it, help the praise team sing.
Praise the Lord. I can't get enough of that song right there. Pray for me. It reminds me so much of so many times that I used to hear our mother pray, walking through the house, giving God praise, glory, and honor for who he is, thanking God for her family. So and not only for our mothers, but our pastors, our shepherds that watch over our souls, that are praying for us. And most of all, thank God that Jesus Christ himself, he even prayed for us. So that's why I play that song so often. Before I bring on my sister Danetta with the questions for tonight, write this announcement down, please, if you don't mind. I thank God for our cousin, Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina. He's on the line tonight again. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries. He will be bringing forth God's word on Thursday, March the 25th, and then also Saturday, March the 27th. Pastor Norman King, our first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina. He is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries there. And then also our youngest brother, Herbert Charles Brown, will be my special guest on April the 15th, that Thursday, April the 15th. My youngest brother, our youngest brother, he is the author of the book titled Don't Skip the Process, Making Life Challenges Work for You. He's a retired police officer, and God has blessed him to become an author also. So, God, you see that God has been good to me, not only me, but to our entire family, and not only to us, but also our sisters and brothers that are also in the body of Christ. So that's why I wanted to make sure that you all write this information down so that you can tune in and be blessed again. So right now, Sister Danetta, my first question to you on tonight is, why did you go into this business?
Actually, it wasn't a desire to do so. When I finished writing The Little Guy at the Gate, I presented it to a school district. They loved it, and they ordered several copies for their students, and they wanted to know if I had any more products that would be beneficial to their students. And at that time, I didn't have anything else. And without realizing it, the administrator had planted a seed that inspired me to do more And from that, I came up with a story coloring book, puzzle, a nap time, pillow, T-shirt, and the Joshua badge and police card. So I didn't set out to start Stargaze Treasures, but once I came up with the other products, I decided to form the LLC. And that's how God works sometimes. Sometimes he'll send a messenger to relay a message to you. And the scriptures that come to mind is 1 Corinthians 3 and 7. Although he's speaking about the word of God, it says it's not important who does the planting or who does the watering. What's important is that God makes the seed grow. And another scripture that comes to mind is Jeremiah 29:11. He says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future." And I didn't see it at the time, but I believe Stargaze Treasures has been a part of God's plan all along. Even while I was busy writing screenplays, he redirected my footsteps. So that's how Stargaze Treasures came about.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I am so happy that God allows you to have a spirit of discernment, that you can receive a word from someone else that he sent your way, that you can hear that word that God has planted in your hearts to give to you. That you and it goes back to what you just said, according to the word of God. One man, I'm paraphrasing, one man may plant the seed, someone else may come by and water that seed, but God is the one that does the ultimate increasing. He gives the increase, and he does the increasing so that he can be glorified through the works that he planted in us for us to do, even though we may not even have been aware of it, even such as yourself. But ultimately, he's going to be the one that gets the glory. So that's what it's all about, that God gets the glory in everything that you and I and everyone that he has assigned his God purpose in our lives, is that he would get the glory. My next question to you is, where do you see your business Stargaze goals for the future?
What I see for Stargaze Treasures, I do see the character Joshua, the little boy in the book, as an animated cartoon. That's my biggest goal that I see. And I did reach out to a few animators, but decided that the time is not right for right now. So I put that on pause. And I'm looking into having a mascot created of Joshua. So when I'm going out to reading engagements, I can take them along with me to help entertain the kids. And I think later down the line, I want to eventually do flashcards, like to help kids learn colors and numbers. And a scripture that comes to me is Habakkuk 2:2, and it says, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it." And Psalm 37:4, it says, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So he knows that I'm stepping out on faith, the vision, and making it plain so I can see the goals for the future of the business manifest.
Amen. And I touch and agree with you that it's going to happen. And it goes back to what we said earlier. It's all about God getting the glory. And it's all going to lead someone, even children, it's going to lead some children to Jesus Christ. And they're going to be saved in his name. And they're going to come to know and walk in and live in and fulfill their God purpose, even through what God is doing through you, through your Stargaze enterprises and your business. So God is definitely using you so that you can plant the seed into the even children's lives, and someone is going to come behind you and they're going to water that seed, and God is going to do the ultimate increasing. So I thank you for adding those important scriptures to those questions. And see, listeners, that's why I ask you all to make sure that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready so you can write down these scriptures, because I always say, we don't want anyone to take it lightly or for granted, or to ever think that we're making up things as we go. We want you to be able to read it and see it for yourself, what thus said the Lord. God said in his word, "My people perish because of the lack of knowledge." And so that's why it's important that you have your Bibles and pens and paper so that you can write down these scriptures, and so you can go back later on and meditate on them, that you can continue to be growing spiritually. Janetta, my next question to you is, How is your business beneficial to children?
Well, Stargaze Treasures is beneficial to children because what we're doing, we're laying the foundation for our future leaders. The kids are our future leaders, and we're building character in them while they are young. And we know that children are important to God and to us, and it's our duty to lead and guide them the right way. And Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. And Mark 10:16 says, then he took the children in his arms and placed his hands on their heads, and he blessed them. But we focus on children, making them a priority. When we do that, we are blessing their lives. We are helping to mold and shape them into what God has already predestined them to be. So that's how it's beneficial to children.
And that is powerful, what you just said. I like that. That is so powerful. And that reminds me, it goes back to your mother and my mother, our mother, who raised nine children, raised the nine of us by herself. That goes back to, I had a flashback just now as you said that, how she raised us and also our grandfather, who we call Papa, how they took us to church. They didn't send us to church. They took us to church. And that we was introduced to Jesus Christ for ourselves because that they took us to church as children, and we got to know who Jesus Christ was at an early age. And so that's what you are doing more or less too. You're helping to introduce children while they're big, while they're young, and that's what the Lord wants to use them while they're young, but you get more work out of them. He get more beneficial sacrifices out of their life and commitment from them that they can be doers
That's
of
right.
His word. And starting out at a young age, they can be doers of His word, even as children. So I thank you for, again, goes back to you applying the right scriptures to the questions. My next question to you is, how will God be glorified through your business?
No, that was... You just asked me that one.
No, my question was, I'm sorry, I apologize, I sure did. I really do, I'm jumping ahead of myself. So on that note, again, thank you for correcting me, Sister Danetta Burnley. We're going to go to a short music break. I'm going to do a short music break, and we're going to come back with some more questions for Danetta Burnley. Enjoy the short music break, and we'll be right back with Sister Danetta Burnley.
James.
Yes.
That's my question. That's not, you didn't ask me that. That's my mistake.
I didn't think so. Okay.
No, you
okay,
did. That's
all right.
You didn't
okay. That's all right. No, I'm glad you called it, but anyway, my question was, how will God be glorified through your business?
The way God can be glorified through my business, I'm prayerful that God is pleased, first of all, knowing that we value the welfare of children and leading them the way that they should go. He says children are a blessing, and that they are a blessing, and because they are a blessing, they should be treated as such. Psalm 127:3 says children are a gift from God. They are a reward from Him. And 3 John 1:4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. But this is how we are trying our best to glorify God through what we're doing with the children.
Amen. Praise the Lord. See, the enemy tried to trick us with them two questions because they were almost alike, but they were different in different ways.
Right.
But we got it straight, though. The bottom line is God is still being glorified, and the enemy
Amen.
Is a liar.
That's right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me see if I can get this this music break song going real quick, and then we got to come right back.
Okay.
Total praise, total praise. God deserves our total praise, no matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels, no matter what we're going through, no matter what man may say, God still deserves our total praise. Well, once again, you are in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown, Jr., with my special guest, my youngest sister, author Danetta Brown, Danetta Burney. She is the author of The Literous Guard at the Gate and also The Best of Joy. Her books, The Literous Guard at the Gate and also The Best of Joy, are now available for purchase at Amazon.com. So we're going to go back to the questions for Sister Danetta Burney. My next question to you is, why are we not to provoke children?
Well, Proverbs 15:1 says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. And Ephesians 6:4 tells us that fathers, and he's speaking to mothers too, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. He was telling fathers and mothers not to do things to discourage their children. And I just recently learned that there are different ways that we do that sometimes when we provoke our children, such as being overprotective. I never would have thought that. Never trusting them, mocking the decisions they make, depriving them of any freedom, pushing over realistic achievements on them, and pressuring them to excel in things like sports and academics. Children tend to become bitter when they try to live up to unrealistic expectations. And what fathers and mothers should be doing is teaching them to make wise decisions and encouraging them when they make mistakes.
So wow. That is so true. And I'm bringing this up to the listeners, because the listeners do not know who our mother was, how she raised the nine of us by herself. And that's how she raised us. She always tried to encourage us, all nine of us, and she had no favorites. She treated us all the same, you know, like God's word said, he had no respect of persons. That's how our mother raised us. She did not have no respect of one over the other. She taught us all the same way, to love and respect our elders, to love God first, to always put him first, and to respect and obey our elders and those that have ruled over us. So that all applies to what you just said, and this is why it's so important that as adults, and the Bible talks strongly about this as adults, that we do not provoke children, because they are precious we're all precious in the sight of God, but they are very special and in the eyesight of God. So that's why it's important that as adults, even as parents, that you do not provoke your children. The next question to you, Donata, on tonight is, why do Jesus cherish and speak so much about children?
Well, for that question, my first scripture comes to Matthew 8:1-3. It says, "And at that time the disciples came to Jesus, saying, 'Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?' And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, 'Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.' And then at Matthew 19:14, Jesus said, 'Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these.'" And back then, the disciples struggled with pride and self-importance the same way we do, some of us do now. And Jesus' remedy for that type of behavior then was to lift up the attitude and humility of children for us to pattern ourselves after. And what God wants us to trust him the way a little child would trust a father. He wants us to think, he don't want us to think highly of ourselves, but to see our identity in him the same way a child seeks identity in their earthly father. So that's why he cherishes and speaks so much about little children.
That is deep, and I love the scripture that you gave to that, because Jesus himself, he used the children as examples. Then, just like you just said, we must approach him. We must approach him as a child, like a child, and we must trust him like a child trusts their parents, like a child trusts someone that's over them, whether it's a aunt or uncle, or whether it's their school teacher, or whether it's their pastor, someone that's over their lives. They learn how to put their total trust and faith person that they're going to take care of them. They're going to do what's best for them. And that's how Jesus is. That's how our Heavenly Father is. He wants what's best for us. And he always looks out for us, even when he knows that we are not looking out for ourselves and we're doing things to harm ourselves. He even looks out for us. And so that's how Jesus is. And so that's why it's so important to remember that Jesus, he cherishes, and that's why he always spoke so highly about children. And a lot of people, a lot of adults, they don't think children are valuable to God, but they are. And that's why he talks about children so much. And I think that he's using these children, and like you said, he's using the children to give us as adults, even whether you are saved or whether you're not saved, he's using these children to let us know we need to come before him as humbly as a child and put our total faith and our trust in him.
That's right.
My final question to you on tonight is, how can adults learn from children?
A lot of times people don't think children have much to say that's of value, but a lot of times children, they see stuff. They may not speak a lot of things what they see, but if we listen to them and we pay attention to what they're saying, they have a lot to say, and they can still teach us something, even though adults tend to be set in their ways and kind of dig in and don't really want to focus on what the kids are saying. But children always have something to say, and we should listen. And they always have something that I believe would be valuable to us, where we can at least learn. We can learn something. There's always something to learn.
Oh yes, I do agree. Yes, because like you say, they have children most of the time. They have like fresh eyes, and they can see things that we as older adults that will go over our heads and we miss it. But that child, they are so focused on different things surrounding them, and they can see things. Mm-hmm. They have like keen eyes or keen ears. They can see or hear things that pass us over, and we like, wait a minute, that child caught that. How come that went over my head and I didn't get that? Because their minds are fresh. and they are looking for things. They always are learning, and they always are eager to learn new things. And so that's why as adults, I even picked up on when I was a little boy growing up, and I can only speak for myself, and I'm sure that I'm not the only one, but I learned a lot from being around older people. That's how I always enjoyed being around older people, because I would listen to them in their conversation. I got a lot of wisdom from the older people, and I still do that today. But and that goes vice versa. Grown-ups, grandparents, uncles and aunts, you can learn something from your child or from the children that's around in your life if you would just again, to go back to being with that humility and not having that attitude that a child can't tell me nothing, you know, because I know everything because I'm grown. You may be grown, but in the sight of God, we're all children. In the sight of God, we're all children, and we can always learn from each other. So it's important to, as an adult, to know, yes, God can use a child. I'm telling you, were you going to say something? You want to add something?
Yeah, I was
going to
say, and then remember at the age of 12, Jesus was in the temple teaching the elders.
Exactly. Good point.
He was 12.
Good point. That's perfect. That's perfect. And he was a child, but they were astonished. The lawyers and the doctors, they were astonished to hear how he was talking and speaking the powerful words of God to the grown-ups that, you know, they should have been saying other things, but they were taking the time out. They were so astonished and amazed at the things that was coming out of his mouth, they stopped talking.
Right.
He had an audience.
Yeah.
God gave Jesus as a child, he gave him an audience of grown-ups, and they were learning from a child. And so God, it goes back to God has no respect of persons. Just like he did it for Jesus at the age of 12 when he was in the flesh, he can do it today if we would just take time out to listen to the children. God is speaking through children, just like he's speaking through your pastor, just like he may be speaking to that mother of the church. He is speaking through children today in this world, even as deranged and mentally and as messed up as this world and society is today. God is still speaking through children. But the question is, are the adults listening? Are we paying attention to what the children are saying? And God would sometimes use the children before he would use a child, because he know that child is humble. The child has a humble spirit. The child has, God has given even that child a spirit of discernment. And they can pick up things that sometimes we as adults, again, we miss the mark and it would butt over our heads. And God would use a child to teach adults, and he's still doing it today.
That's right.
Sister Danetta Burney, my youngest sister, I want to say to you, I thank you for taking the time out to be my special guest on tonight. And I pray to the listeners that you was blessed by her and through the words that she presented to us from God's word. And as I always say, for those of you all that are faithful listeners, that tunes in faithfully, you always hear me say, and it's very true, and I'm going to say it again on tonight, we are to encourage one another in God's word, not with our personal feelings or opinions, but what do God's word say about the situation? So that's why I'm so grateful on tonight to have my younger sister, Danetta Burney, the author of The Literate's Guard at the Gate and also The Best of Joy, as my special guest on tonight. Before I release you, Danetta, on tonight, could you please let the listeners know how, if anyone want to get in contact with you, if they want to purchase your items, your books, or everything that you have in your could you give out your website to your little children's store? I call it the children's store, and your website, how they can obtain information from you. How can you be reached?
Yep, the email address is www.joshtheguard.com. It's JOSHTHEGUARD, Josh, www.joshtheguard.com. And you can email me at stargazetreasures@gmail.com.
Could you give that out again? I want people to make sure they get it.
Okay. The website is www.joshtheguard.com. And the email address is stargazetreasures@gmail.com.
Amen. And I'm so excited for what God is doing through her and her book, Josh the Guard. And we're getting reports and even on Facebook. Well, the little children, they love the T-shirts. And once some of the kids will be here getting reports that some of the kids, once they put the T-shirt on, they don't want to take the T-shirts off. And they just love the little pillow with Josh the God picture on it. They like to sleep with them or take them around into the car when they go on a little car trips. They like to take around little Josh the God little pillows. And then he have a little theme song. When you go to the website, they have fallen in love with the little theme song from Josh the God. So if you are a teacher, if you are a parent, grandparent, or uncle or aunt that have little children in your life, I'm kind of helping her promote her stuff on tonight show since I have her on tonight. She did not say it, but I'm going to say it on her behalf. So, again, if you have little ones in your life, I say between the age of 3 to 8 years old, and you want to be a blessing to them, she have little kits. There's different types of kits that she have with everything in the kit. Josh the God book, the coloring book, the puzzle, the different variety of T-shirts that you can purchase, and also the pillow. And so if you want to order separate items, go to the website. You can choose separate items, or you can purchase everything in the kit, the different kits. So you want to go to that website, and again, it's www.joshtheguard.com. And this is my younger sister, Donetta Burney. Again, she's the author of The Littlest Guard at the Gate and also The Best of Joy. Both of these books are available now at Amazon.com. Donetta, if you would like to give any shout-outs at this time, you are free to do so.
No shout-out.
Okay, well, praise the Lord. I just wanted to give you that opportunity. I do want to say thank you to you being my guest on tonight. And
appreciate.
I am so grateful. God bless our mother spirit as she's resting in the arms of the Lord on tonight. We know that she's looking down on
Amen.
Us. And we know that she is happy and proud, and that her labor while here on earth was not in vain, because she sees everything
Amen.
That God is, everything is coming to fruition, even though she was not here to see it happen materially, you know, physically while she was here in the land of the living. But she still sees what God has done through her, that her living was not in vain. So we can give God the glory, honor, and praise. We can't thank God for enough for our mother. So if you have a mother, I'm going to say this to you listeners on tonight. If you have a mother that's still in the land of the living, cherish your mother.
Yes.
Cherish your parents.
Amen.
Not only your mother, your father too. So the Lord said,
mm-hmm.
we got to honor our parents. Honor your mother and your father, that your days may be long upon the land. So I thank God for
mm-hmm.
our mother. I thank God, and we bless God for our sister, Barbara D. Curtis, who's also resting in the arms of the Lord, and our brother Curtis Lee Brown, Wayne County deputy, who we went home to be with the Lord on last year. So we bless his spirit and memory as well. So I just wanted to give that out to the listeners that, you know, when God is working in your life, don't give up on God, because he will never give up on you. And so what he, and that's a slogan that people going around saying, God is waiting on you. No. You waiting on God. No, God is waiting on you. He's waiting on you to do your part, because he is a promise keeper. If you do your part and you keep the faith and continue to hold on to God's unchanging hands, again, I'm going to say that again. Somebody missed it. God is not waiting on you. You're talking about you waiting on God. No, God is waiting on you. He's waiting on you to do your part so that he can do his. He's going to do his part because he's faithful. And he's still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his people, the doers of his word, and not just the hearers only. So I thank God
Amen.
For my younger sister, Netta Bunny. She is a doer of God's word, not just a hearer only. And God is blessing her. And I'll tell you right now, Sister Netta Bunny, you haven't seen nothing yet, because you have been so faithful in your walk with the Lord. I've seen it myself. For the listeners that do not know who you are, as your oldest brother and as my sister and my sister in Christ, I've seen how God has worked through your life. I've seen how you have been a blessing to many people, whether they appreciated it or not, whether they said thank you or not. And that's what we ought to do.
Mm-hmm.
Doers of God's word, we got to keep on doing what God has called us to do, whether we get a thank you or not, even in the house of the Lord,
Amen.
Even in the church house. If you don't ever get
mm-hmm.
a thank you, know that God is sitting high. As Mama used to say, he's sitting high and he's looking low. And we're going to give an account
Amen.
For everything
right.
that's been done in our bodies. So you continue to be
Amen.
The woman of God the wife that God has blessed you to be, the husband of Roger Barney, and the mother that he has blessed you to be over your sons, Michael and Robert, and the grandmother of your grandchildren, and be the sister to us, your sisters and brothers, and your nieces and nephews, your cousins, your uncles in your life. You continue to be the woman of God that he has called and ordained for you to be, and you are most definitely fulfilling your God purpose in the earth. And you're going to hear God say unto you one day, and that's what we all should be working for, and I know that's what I'm working for. I want to hear God say unto me, well done, thy good and faithful servant.
Amen.
God,
that's right.
And give an account
that's
for
right.
our lives, for the good and the bad. So we're all going to stand before God and give an account. What did you do? What did you do on earth to give me some glory while you was in? While you was on
Amen.
Earth?
Amen. That's right.
Did you use your gifts and your talents for me? That you glorified me while you was in the earth, or did you take your gifts and your talents and they went to the grave with you, and you never gave God any glory, and you never gave God any praise? Nobody never knew that God blessed you to be a singer. God never, people on earth never knew that God put a book in you, and you never birthed it. Because you were so afraid, and you just took all them gifts and talents to the grave, and God got no glory from that. So that's what we don't want to hear God say unto us, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. We want to hear God say unto us, thy good and faithful servant, well done, enter thou into the joy of the Lord. So on tonight,
Amen.
I thank God for my sister, Janetta Burney, and I thank God for every listener that faithfully tuned in on tonight, and I pray that each and every last one of you was blessed by her. I know I was. I was encouraged on tonight. And again, Sister Danetta Bunny, the best for you is still yet to come. So we're going to close out a little bit early on tonight. Stay tuned. Do not go off the air because I'm going to do a closing song. You all already know I always do a closing prayer. I'm asking all listeners, please pray with me. Remember the spiritual food for thought for tonight. Once again, every Christian's desire should be to say, yes, Lord, to your will and to your way. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come to you, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are once again. We can never praise you enough. You are awesome in all your ways. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We thank you for your angels that watches over throughout the day and throughout the night. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit that resides in each believer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask that you to continue to touch, heal, and strengthen and deliver all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we also continue to lift up all those that have believed on tonight. Let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. Let them feel your peace, your presence, your comforting strength and power, even while they're grieving, that they will continue to still give you glory, honor, and praise. We continue to lift up every listener that faithfully tunes into this worldwide ministry and platform, even to the new listeners on tonight. Bless them all, Heavenly Father, and grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And, oh God, before we close out tonight, we want to ask that you will be with your men and women of God that you have anointed and appointed for such a time as this, who is going to preach and declare your word on tomorrow, whether they're in church or whether they're over social media, that you would use them, Heavenly Father, with power, to be able to deliver your word with power, that souls will be saved, that backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, enjoy the closing
Amen.
Song of tonight. Worth living. Enjoy. And know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time,
Amen.
Good night. Night.
Lord, I'm a